Hello, everyone, and welcome to GrannyCast Episode 2. This episode is brought to you by the Nintendo Entertainment System. That's right, we're still advertising it, even now. On today's episode is John. Hi. Genevieve.
Hello.
Liz.
Hi.
Saul.
Hello.
Steven.
Hello.
And Kimber.
Hello.
Am I done doing the announcing thing?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Good job.
Okay. So today I wanted to talk about characters in like Disney animated films, because everyone kind of has, you know, the Disney animated character that you relate to. You know, people say like they're princesses, and for me, because I'm Hispanic, and so is so Saul, and so is Genevieve. So you know, when I think of a Disney character who's like me, the first thought is, you know, is there anyone who's, you know, the same race as me? So I start to realize there aren't a lot of, like, animated Disney characters who are Hispanic. So...
Well, why don't you go ahead and list the ones that are in Disney films?
Yeah, Saul, you have the list?
Yeah, I guess the five known ones. I mean, if there's any other ones that they probably don't have names. But like from the oldest movies to like the newest ones, in the Three Caballeros, we have Jose, which is the Brazilian parakeet. And then Panchito Gonzalez, who is the Mexican, cockatoo. And then the next one is, Tito, the Mexican Chihuahua from Oliver and Company. Then we have Audrey Ramirez from Atlantis, and then most recently Ramon from Cars.
Can I point out that at least two of those are voiced by the same person, and that's kind of sad that Disney just hires one guy?
Oh, goodness.
Like, oh, we need a Mexican. Cheech Marin, come here. Play this Mexican. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, like, back in the day, like, that movie came out, like, what was it, like the 50s? Like 1953, I think it was, that Three Caballeros came out?
Which movie? Oh, the Caballeros? Yeah.
Yeah, like, they didn't have many Hispanic actors, or at least voice actors, to go in and actually portray a character, so it was a little bit difficult finding the right person to do it, and then when they had one person, they might as well have played as many characters as they could have.
And they did, though. But now there are so many Hispanic actors out there, and they keep using the same one.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is with voice acting, it's a little bit different, because when you're like just a regular actor and you actually get put out on the screen, you don't really have to worry about, like, actually having to follow that your character is going to look the same way, because you're in control of your character. But in an animation, which is mostly what Disney is, like, specializes in, it's a little bit more difficult to find the right person who knows what they're doing and has a bit more experience in following it. So, I mean, back then it was a little bit harder. Nowadays it's a little easier, but still you still have to pick and choose the right people to do it.
I find it really strange that out of all of Disney and out of all the few characters that you've named, only one of them, Aubrey, is actually a person. You have a car, you have the chihuahuas, and a parrot. Was it a parrot?
We have a parrot, a parakeet, a cockatoo, which basically, yeah.
Also, she's the only female out of the whole list, so.
And the funny thing is,
yeah,
like, weirder.
They portray her like in the most cliche Hispanic position that you could, like. She is, like, the mechanic, the hardworking person, the one that doesn't really do much, like, the one that basically does a lot of work in the movie but doesn't have that many lines.
Isn't she, like, a shameless flirt, too?
No, she was the one that, she kind of acts more masculine than anything in the entire movie.
Like, okay, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time, sorry.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times, but, you know, the character's does not jump out.
Exactly, that's the thing. Like, she doesn't jump out at people because of the way they portray her, like... Like, she's just a hard worker. She has, like, maybe the minimal amount of lines in the entire movie. But then again, like, I guess that's how they portray a lot of Hispanics in movies, or at least in animation and in animated movies. They don't really pop out that much. They don't give them big parts, like, especially with these
the Chihuahua in Lady and the Tramp. He was there for like Lady and the Tramp. He
oh
was,
well, yeah, but he didn't have any lines hardly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was there for like five minutes of the entire movie.
Like they didn't even give him a name.
And it should be pointed out. I looked this up, and the Chihuahua in Lady and the Tramp is not voiced by a Hispanic actor. So in my mind, that kind of makes it like not really a whole example.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's still like Hispanics being portrayed in media, so or in Disney animated. Well,
the thing is though, with the fact that they use these stereotypes, you'd think that they would at least capitalize on these well-known stereotypes and incorporate more, you know, Latin American characters into their movies,
mm-hmm.
or set a movie that, you know, other than, as John pointed out, offline, The Emperor's New Groove is also set in Latin America, but it doesn't have any characters that are voiced by Mexican-American actors or...
Mm-hmm. Like, the film's set in Central America, but, I mean, here's the thing. When we're grasping at, like, John Goodman and David Spade to be representatives of, like, Mexicans or even, you know, Native Americans or anything like that, that's really, you know, just grasping too hard. There's really a problem.
Well, I feel like Disney is improving, though. Like, with The Princess and the Frog, they had an African-American protagonist.
I would say barely, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we're living.
At least they're deviating from the traditional Caucasian.
But,
at least they look it, because Disney's so whitewashed that you automatically think Disney princess, oh, a white girl. And they're... Second, you think, oh, Pocahontas, Mulan, and Jasmine, but...
Who were all voiced, except for Mulan, who were all voiced by white actors, or at least actors that didn't match their ethnicity.
They were sung by white actors, because the narration and the singing is usually two different actors.
I mean, Disney has kind of improved a little bit. Like, they've started including a lot of Hispanic characters in their TV shows, as opposed to their movies.
Yes.
Like, I mean,
that's a very good point.
In Phineas and Ferb, we have, like, Isabella in, what was this other show? The Proud Family, La Cienega.
Hannah Montana, the Hannah
Rico.
Right.
They've got, like, Selena Gomez and stuff.
Exactly.
And that one girl from... High School Musical.
And that's the thing, and I wanted to bring that up. Like, she is the only live actor that they've had in any of their, like, live-action movies that is actually a Hispanic, not just a Hispanic, like, actress, but a Hispanic character as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's, like, the most recent.
A lot of the Disney Channel original movies had Hispanic actors and such, like Cheetah Girls and stuff. One of the characters, I can't remember the actress's name, she was Hispanic.
Adrian
Brody?
Yeah. No. I can't remember. Adrian Brody, God.
No.
Yeah. Well, what I think is interesting is that they're kind of like, TV shows are like less, they have to put less of an investment in it. And so, like, if you put a Hispanic actor in a TV show, it's not as big a step as putting one in a film, because eventually people might forget about the TV show and they won't so much forget about the film, unless it's The Black Cauldron. So, like, I feel like, you know, they're saying, well, we're not quite sure if we can really stick, you know, a Hispanic character in a film. And, like, even with these things, since, like, Three Caballeros and stuff like that, we haven't really had a lot of these characters in lead roles. Like, the only of these, the characters that Saul initially mentioned that I would say is, like, even close to a lead is Tito, and even he's just, like, a secondary character.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just looking forward to where we actually have a movie, not even, like, just Disney, but, I mean, where we have a character that has some sort of ethnic, you know, I don't care what, like, it could be Asian or Black or Hispanic, but where their character is not based on their color, not, you know, like, where they're just a character, and that there aren't any stereotypes, and I feel like we're living in the year 2012, like, that really should happen more frequently than it does, because I can't even think, like, at the top of my head of a movie that does that.
Can
I say something? Because I have
all have rebuttals.
Yes.
Most of the time, their culture is a part of who they are, and so, like,
exactly.
Let's take, for instance, you think about Tyler Perry's movies, like, they're really ridiculous, and, they really... Tyler Perry probably knows that he's making fun of his own culture, but at the same time, it's just like, you can't take the culture out of a movie. There are some, with a lot of, Disney movies where they are definitely telling you, this person is less of a human being because they aren't white. But, it's like most other movies, they aren't sitting there, trying to stereotype people.
I think there's a difference between expressing your culture and being very stereotypical, and I find that they're trying to show somebody's culture, but they're not doing it correctly. I just mean the movie industry in general. I see where you come, Tyler Perry. I totally see that, and. I can't think of any really good examples at the top of my head that do that. I mean, I'm sure there are movies out there. Just saying that there needs to be more.
I'm trying to think of movies, and really the only one that comes to mind is Up, because the kid is Asian. I'm not sure what he's East Asian. I'm not sure exactly what, but I mean that's the only movie I can think of where the character is obviously non-white and. They don't make a big deal out of it, in that one, people even missed it because people just assume, you're white unless you say you're something else.
Yeah.
At least that's I've had to.
If they don't make a big deal about it, then there's the whole backlash of things end up being accused of it being whitewashed. So it's just a really fine line to bring in anything but white storylines, because people have really strong opinions of if you do something too much or not enough.
Yeah, everyone noticed when the Yellow Ranger was the Asian one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Here's
another point that also kind of gets, and I just thought about this, that gets introduction to the same idea. Pirates of the Caribbean has been a part of Disney's, franchise for, decades. And, when they started making the movies for it, if you think about it, Pirates of the Caribbean and the entire Caribbean, it's basically, for the majority of it, is, you should at least have a lot of Spanish influence.
It's Native African, it's a little bit of, Spanish, but European Spanish
Right. And if you notice in the first three movies, we don't get any of that. Everybody is portrayed as either fully white. In the first movie, they're all fully white. There's no distinction.
British or French.
There's no distinction that the Caribbean is even inhabited by any other culture, except for British or French. Then we get into the second and third movies, and then we maybe have other cultures, but still no Spanish influence at all. Except I think in the last movie or something like that, where they have the whole round table or table of all the lords of all the pirates.
Nobody really cared about that.
But again, that guy had such a very small role. We didn't get an actual lead or person who actually made an impact, or at least brought in some sort of Spanish influence, until the most recent movie, that actually brought in Blackbeard and Angelica, and actually showed some Spanish influence in the Caribbean. They had all these other chances to kind of show that, and they waited until the more recent one to kind of now pull in the culture that should have been the one pulling in more influence in the Caribbean, and they didn't. Really give them that chance.
I'm glad you raised that point, because I was thinking of another thing. It's weird how we think of like the standard actors and actresses or whatever as white, because like white isn't really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like even with these things, like we like you said, there's the French and the British and stuff like that. Like, even when there are main characters, I think it's mostly just because Disney's an American company. It's like a bland, like ill-defined white. Like, they're just like a standard person. They're not like German or you know, Dutch or any like specific thing. Like I was thinking about Brave, that's coming out soon from Pixar, and mm-hmm. that's actually showing like a Scottish person, and it's, you know, yes, it's yet again another white lead in a Disney movie, whatever, but at least, you know, it's a white lead with some nationality.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I remember, and I think Eddie Izzard, in one of his stand-up comedies, he says that in all American movies, the people with British accents are always the villains, and Disney kind of goes along that same line, that people have accents, they're going to be a villain.
Mm-hmm. Like Star Wars, the rebels are American, the Empire
is British, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then the aliens are all minorities.
Mm-hmm. That
you know,
is very
like
true.
Like Watto the Space Jew and the you know, Jar Jar Binks and all that stuff, and you know, what are the Nemodians, who are like some sort of weird East Asian stereotype, you know, it's ridiculous.
Was it like Jar Jar Binks, like, it's like Jamaican?
Yeah, something weird. I don't think they ever really decided.
Exactly. Here's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, I think like this topic has gone on for a pretty long time. So
yeah, we moved from Disney.
Yeah.
Before we get on another,
all of Hollywood.
We're coming for you.
We'll just do that a little bit in each podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about what superpowers we would like. Is that right?
Yeah, what we'd like and what we'd want the other members in the podcast to have. So, Genevieve, would you like to start?
Okay, for myself, obviously, we're all online friends. So, my superpower, I want some sort of teleporting superpower so that I can go and see everyone.
Am I allowed to point out why superpowers don't work? No.
No.
Not yet. Like, let us
wait,
have our fun.
That way we can edit it out at the end.
Like, let us have our fun first.
I'm such
but
a
yeah,
fun.
That would be the superpower that I'd pick, just because I want to see everybody, and plane tickets cost so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, teleportation is, like, the most useful power, I think, like, in everyday life.
And I'd be like Fred and George, just teleporting from my bedroom to the living room all the time. Or apparating, if we're going to use the right terminology.
See, it's like, whenever I'm walking to a class, I wish I had a portal gun, because it'd be like teleporting, but so much more fun, and I'd just be like, oh, there's a tall building, I'm going to portal over there, and portal over there, and it's so fun.
Well, you know what's wrong with that, right, John?
Shut up.
Okay, so are we going to just go on to the next person, or are we going to, like, stick with the same person and then have them share?
No, go on to the next person.
Okay.
I think go on to the next person, and then we can talk about what everyone should have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, John, was portal gun your answer, or...
Oh,
that
no, that's
not really
power.
Power.
That's just a fancy gadget. That's like, can I choose Batman's power and just be rich?
That's not a power.
It's not a superpower.
Hypocrite.
I always really like stretchy powers, like Mr. Fantastic or Monkey D. Luffy or things like that, because I just thought that's really cool, and you can do a lot with it. And, you know, it would just be cool to show off, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, being able to, like, stretch or manipulate your body in some way that, you know, do stuff like that.
Okay. Liz?
I'm trying to think. The only thing that I could think of at the moment was fast upload times on YouTube. That would be the most useful for me. And the ability to keep servers online. That would make my life easier.
Can you just be like a technopath or something?
A technophile.
Yeah.
A technophile.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think technophile means something else, Walt.
No, it what is a technophile.
Okay, then.
I mean, that's how I've heard of it. That's how I've heard it in, I mean, or at least read it in comic books. Like, there are certain people
wasn't
that have...
Wasn't there a character in Sky... The villain in Sky High had that, right?
Yeah, she's a technophile. I think she calls herself a technophile.
I thought she called herself a technopath or something like that.
That was after I watched Disney, so I don't know.
One of the kids in Heroes had that power.
Who?
I never watched Heroes, so I wouldn't know.
Well, the first season was.
Yeah.
My parents watched it.
So. My whole family watched, but I didn't.
Yeah,
there was
like,
even a guy in the Wolverine movie who was also technophile. Like, he, like, controlled the plane, and he could, like, control, like, electricity, basically.
Controlling the plane, that's just piloting. That's not a superpower. People can actually do that.
But he did it with his brain.
But yeah, use your brain, your hands to move like the controls. That's not. What's so special about this? Oh, I don't get it.
He could do it without being in the plane.
Okay, like the remote control, or.
You're such a troll.
This is about the point where we uninvite John from any future podcast.
Yeah, from any future podcast. Like, John, you're gone.
Everybody's watching this loves me right now, though.
All right. Steven,
wait, you
what's
can
yours?
Watch a podcast?
Shut up.
Yeah, a video podcast if you had one. Steven, what's yours? What's your superpower?
Well, everybody says, like, teleporting or time travel. So I guess I would choose those. But if I had to choose something besides those, I'd probably go for, like, an ice power, like Frozone from The Incredibles.
Or like Mr. Freeze, and then he can have, like, really, like, cool puns.
Ice Dorito!
That would be me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Let's give the dinosaurs...
Kimberly was waiting for someone to say it.
No, I wasn't. I'm just really witty. Like, really fast. No.
She's real fast today.
I guess...
Schwarzenegger, you guys.
let me see. I guess for mine, it would have to be flying. Because... I mean, it wouldn't be as cool as teleporting, where you can just do it instantly. But the effect of actually being able to
fly be fun.
No, I know, that's the thing. Like it wouldn't, like, because teleporting is very instant. Like, so you don't really get to, like, experience the whole trip through. Like, flying, you get to, you could just jump and go wherever you want. From
so it'd be like Superman, where you can, like, fly super fast or whatever.
Hey, so you're a Quidditch player, and I'm afraid of heights. I'm sticking with teleporting.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I mean. I'm afraid of falling. I have a fear of falling, but, like, if I could fly, then I don't think that fear would even matter.
But could you just,
but
like,
you get,
teleport
like,
yourself onto
face.
A plane?
Like, a flock of birds hit you in the face, and you fall.
You could obviously see them while you're flying
at
them.
Okay,
well, what if you're, like, flying and texting at the same time?
Genevieve,
what if
you're, like,
if you don't fly and
text?
This is why you don't text while you're doing anything in motion.
Exactly.
Wait, does podcasting count as emotion? Because, I mean,
obviously
we're not.
Kimber, what's your power?
Okay, so I think flying and teleportation were pretty up there. However, and, like, I don't want to hear, like, how. I wouldn't really want this power, because I've said this before, and people are like, oh, you're just saying that. But I actually really just want the power to create food. That way I could, you know, try to help people who do not have food. I think that would be, like, a really...
So, like, solving world hunger? That's... Wow, you're...
I don't think...
That makes me feel bad.
That is, like, the most selfless power anybody can have. Thanks for making us all feel bad.
World peace.
Well, the power to make everybody happy.
But that's, you know what, that kind of brings up a good point, and I'm this is probably gonna turn into like a tangent where this just goes from superpowers to solving world peace with our superpowers. But like, with all the superheroes that we have, like in comic books and whatever, like why are there so many problems in the world still?
No,
like you would think.
Like Superman should be like providing energy for the world.
I know, or then, maybe the Flash or someone like at least like give them a big hamster wheel and kind of
power
a lot of cities in just in a couple of rounds.
Batman is super rich, but Gotham still sucks. Like he should be
He spends all of his money on gadgets.
Guys.
I feel like he could.
Guys.
Yes, Liz.
If that happened, there would be one issue of each of those, and then there would be nothing left to do.
Well, fine. I want to read things about the world being great.
There would be stuff to do. There's always internet.
And there's always aliens, because apparently aliens always make an appearance in all the comic books.
Yeah, why is that? Every single comic book has to have aliens in it.
Because apparently they think that they've solved everything on Earth, so they have to bring in the aliens.
Do they not, like, live on the Earth? Do they not, like, read the news? Or...
I don't know. Like, there's so many problems that they have to still solve, and yet they have to bring in the aliens to kind of juice it up.
So I actually have an interesting question.
Like, I never got why so many supervillains wanted to take over the world. Like, what do you do with that?
That's responsibility. Like, gotta feed everybody, gotta make sure that... No.
And what do you, just, like, make it one big country or, like, a federation? Because, like, if you make it one big country, that's not going to last. Like, you really think you're going to get Israel and Palestine to ally with each other? No. You have to deal with every problem in the world. Why would you want to take over the world? What does that get you?
It would just end up being anarchy.
I was trying to figure, like, what then? Like, you take over the world, and then what? Like, what exactly do you do? I never understood that much. Like, would they even want...
You give it up. You sacrifice it to Galactus. So he can give you, like, Silver Surfer powers.
So, my question is,
Alright, never mind.
Go on, Genevieve.
Well, I was gonna say that I understand the whole, I want to destroy the world... better than I want to take over the world.
Wait.
Because, you know, if you destroy the world, then you don't have any responsibilities.
But then aren't you killing yourself, too?
Yeah, but it's, like, the
whole... Are these just massively suicidal supervillains? Why don't we put them in therapy instead of jail? Jeez!
Well, that's what Batman tries to do. That's what Arkham Asylum is for.
Arkham Asylum is a terrible prison.
They keep escaping for some reason.
Okay, so I've been trying to get this question out.
Go, Kimberly.
Okay. So based on what we were talking about and how superheroes should be using their powers to benefit the world, based on the answer that you gave, how would you use your power to help make the world a better place?
Oh, no. I took a terrible
thought. Easy. I would decrease stress to everyone on the internet.
Oh, Liz,
she would stop Tumblr from overloading.
Rich people can live so
no
much
more
life.
Fail whale. What? What's a fail whale? I never get that.
Twitter.
I use TweetDeck. I have no problems.
Oh.
Genevieve, how would you use your teleportation to make the world a better place?
Do I have to make the whole world a better place? Can I
no,
just like
make... You should make it like suck less by like helping some people. You are in a way contributing to making the world suck less.
I would like teleport all my friends here because assuming that I can do like side along teleportation. And,
that is so selfish.
You know,
like that is not like what.
What everyone's coming here anyways, so I might as well cut the cost of granny.
And you create your own you can create your own TARDIS and basically just teleport the whole TARDIS wherever you want.
Exactly.
I would do personally. I had your power. Is like if there was like a hostage situation and there are like a ton of people being held hostage, I'd teleport myself in there and I'd be wearing like a bulletproof vest and bring people out individually and you know.
Teleport sick and starving people to where there's food and medicine.
You can go ahead and save on airfare costs, Genevieve.
Hey, saving airfare costs for like 30 people.
Yes. You're making like you're cutting down on air pollution.
I am.
Okay.
I'm reducing the world's carbon footprint.
Anyone else, what would you use your power for that's so world saving?
Me?
Yeah, world hunger. Like that's really a thing.
I might share my food with like some homeless people, maybe.
Wait, are you gonna make some tater tots?
What?
Me and Kimber would I got this. Kimber and I, we would collaborate with each other to fly all over like all of third world countries and just drop food on them.
Yeah. Although I'd probably want to go with Genevieve because her master.
Yeah.
Fine.
My Volcanolos Dose have
Genevieve my own like makeshift
country and
you know. Guys, can we just like be the I was going to say the K-men, and then you could all be, like, we could just be a team.
Why can't we be the G-men? We're Granny.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be the M-men? Because Charles Xavier, they use his last name, so it would be the M-men.
Why are you our leader?
Because this is my idea. This is not a democracy. Nobody, no.
A lady chucking swords at people is not a system of government. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone here for making a Monty Python reference.
Good one.
Oh, wait a minute. Steven, you could stop the whole, what's
warming.
The word? Yeah, global warming. Like, just head up to the Arctic. And
okay.
Just, like, keep it frozen.
And wait, can you make ice, or can you just freeze water?
I can make ice.
Oh, well, then even you go to places with no water, like deserts and stuff, and give
that
them water.
That too! Make the Sahara
make the Sahara barren?
I was gonna say, make the Sahara barren. But no, it's already. Make it fertile again.
Steven, do you have to, like, use the moisture in the air to make ice, or do you just make ice from nothing?
No, he just makes ice.
Okay. He's like a giant ice machine.
Yeah, like Iceman.
That's your,
like, Iceman just takes it out of anywhere.
Your superhero name is Ice Machine.
Okay.
That's such a bad superhero name. Wait, does he make rumbly noises like the ones in hotels?
Do people call him and ask him if he's running?
Steven obviously has no say-so in any of this. Like, we're just...
People could prank call him and ask him if he's running.
And then he answers them in a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
God.
Always.
Let's put this on ice!
So, Steven, what are you going to say?
Saul, you should fly Kimber and I around, and then we can drop moisture and food on people, and we can make Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs happen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wait, Kimber, can you make, like, that huge piece of, like, Jell-O where we can all just, like,
live in? I can make everything, so.
Okay.
Everything. Okay, so what powers would you give the other members if...
Wait, we didn't answer how I would do that thing that you said.
Oh, we were... Okay.
I didn't really have an answer, though.
I guess.
I would stretch out on a big cliff like the Grand Canyon, and people would jump like a trampoline, and they'd have fun.
That's too much world peace and happiness right there.
I feel sick to my stomach.
Oh my gosh. And then Saul would fly people above me and drop them down and be like, meow!
I would die, John. I'm not invincible. I can only fly.
No, drop people on the trampoline.
They would die from that far
they
up.
They would die.
I'll just be extra bouncy.
We might as well just turn into supervillains. Forget that.
Okay,
and if we
so
can
how
take
you,
over the world.
So then how would you use your powers for evil?
Can we just do that instead of assigning each other powers?
Yes.
Okay, so I would stretch out over the Grand Canyon and make people drop themselves on me, and then I pull back right when they're jumping on it, and so then the whole canyon would be filled with dead people.
Oh, God. Oh.
You wanted to know why.
Okay.
Was it bad that I thought of a good idea that quickly?
Yes.
Kimber, right, let's move. Use your power for evil.
I would probably just not share my food. I was saying, oh, I know what I would do. I was going to import give my food to like the bad guys, like guys. Like I could give like food to Al Qaeda.
What?
Or you could make people fat.
Yeah, that too. Like just lots of.
Are
like,
you using it as like a distraction?
No, just to feed them, just because. Like, hey, I support you guys. Here's an ice cream cone. Like, hey, I like what you
that.
Did there. Here's a cookie.
You might want to think about that. Well, it's for powers for evil.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I missed that part.
It's okay.
Yeah, that kind of... Liz, how would you do it?
Be evil?
With your power.
I would just shut everything down. I would shut down Pinterest and Tumblr.
You're like the most evil of us all.
You monster.
You don't even know.
Like,
wow. No, actually, I would use, I would probably just like block anything Sherlock off of Tumblr. That would be my thing.
Oh, now I love her now.
A lot of people like her.
Right?
We'll also watch.
And all the Hunger Games gifs.
One Direction from showing up on my dash. Because I'm sick of One Direction. I don't even know who they are.
Use Tumblr Savior.
Oh my god, I'm unfollowing people.
Use Tumblr Savior. Yep. It's the best. I forgot about it for
I
a
would,
while.
I would actually go and pick up Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman and like hold them hostage for like
yes.
the next 20
yeah.
years.
Like,
oh
I have
no, that. All the teenage girls will be so distressed and everyone else will be like, I don't care.
Just as long as you leave Moriarty alone, that I'm fine. Like, whatever.
No, I'm gonna
well, he's a supervillain. I mean, as long as he can go ahead and do what he needs to do, then...
Yeah.
You realize that he's an actor, right?
That's
but,
why I said Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
We know that they're not real.
Yeah, but Moriarty, you said, was a supervillain, so you wouldn't kidnap him, so he'd do evil things, but he's... Yeah.
I believe that Moriarty is real. I do not know.
I haven't watched the second season, and I'm not planning to until the hype dies down. So, no spoilers, please.
I'm not planning to watch it until the hype dies down at all. Like, I'm
never.
Just gonna, like,
just
wait.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait another 30 years.
I've done my waiting.
Ask about
Thank you.
I always wonder, like, even though that's not my favorite Harry Potter movie, I still like quoting it.
Yeah.
So, Steven, how would you use your powers for evil?
Okay, so, you guys know those molten chocolate lava cakes at Chili's?
Yes.
Yes.
I would find people who are just about to take the first bite of those, and then freeze them and steal it.
You monster!
Steven, guys.
That was too perfect. Wow.
Okay, so Genevieve, what would you do for evil with your power?
For my superpower for using it for evil, I probably kind of like the same as Kimber's, where I would support Paris and help them with their bad plots, and maybe steal money from banks. Yeah.
You wouldn't, like, cut in line or anything?
Oh, I...
Y'all are like the worst super villain.
Or I just show up in theaters without pain.
She'd basically be like the best thief in the world.
Yeah.
Being able to get into places and getting out. Or staying inside of them. Like, she could go to theme parks and, like, never leave.
Or she could teleport so that she's in the middle of a person and it would be really gross and they'd die.
Depends on how she teleports.
Well, no, because, like, she teleports so that she was inside a person, right? Like, so that her arm is going through the person's, like, body.
That concludes episode 2 of Granny Cast.
Not before the disgusting food.
Are we done then?
Yeah. Now I really want like a 5-minute bit of silence in there, please.
Can we do that, actually?
People may think you are up.
Wait, what?
To something.
Thank you. I want to do that for 5 minutes.
Okay. Short little rant. I hate it when people now, like the trend now, people conveying silence by just, in Tumblr posts, by just putting like, this person says nothing and nothing. It's like, it bugs me because it's so overused now.
Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it happens when there's not actually even silences, when it's just people like, well, that's weird. Like, you don't need that reaction. That reaction is inherent to the comedy. God, people get it so subtly.
Get it together, Tumblr.
John Garcia has lots of opinions. It's reasons that I love John Garcia.
Don't we all?
All right, so we're going to call this podcast to a close.
Are you?
You got your gavel?
Sure. I actually have my hairbrush. I really do. It's in my hand.
Your podcast gavel.
Oh, where is your hairbrush?
Right here. Away.
In her hand.
Is your hairbrush?
See it? Where's my hairbrush?
Is my hairbrush?
Okay, so we're going to call this to a close then. Am I going to do it, or?
I think you just did.
I did?
The outro music.
I think the hairbrush song was pretty good. That was like a good ending.